never shuffle again. No, no, no. Good God.
Way Hampton Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is KAYTFM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJOFM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
All right, why don't you pray on? Just a little while longer. Why don't you pray on? Just a little while longer. Why don't you pray on? Just a little while longer. And everything will be all right. Why don't you pray on for your sister and your brother? Why don't you pray on for your sister and your brother? Why don't you pray on for your sister and your brother? And everything will be all right. Pray. Eternal and everlasting Father, we glorify your name as we pray on. We thank you, Lord God, for this day and the many blessings you bestowed upon us. Now, Father, at this anointed and this appointed hour, we pray that you would move upon this thy servant in a mighty way. Breathe on me, Lord God. Fill me with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all honor, and you're worthy of all glory. In Jesus' name and for his sake we pray, and all of our children said, amen. Every now and then, Antioch, we need to pray. Because what I have discovered is that prayer changes things.
That's right, that's right.
I don't know about you, but God inhabited the praises of his people. And when the church began to pray, it activates something in the spiritual atmosphere that permeates itself into the physical arena of the world. And God moves on behalf of his people.
Yeah.
And when God is moving, we see all of the things that God is doing in this generation.
Yeah.
Is the church praying?
If the church prays, God will answer.
Yes, sir.
If you have your Bibles with you this morning, give it unto God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Reverend Weston, Reverend Bell, Mrs. Scott, and her absent. To you, the Antioch family, those of you that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, and those that are watching as we stream live, we greet you yet again in the blessed name of our Lord and blessed Savior, Jesus Christ. Brother Shepherd, we're praying for you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
And there's something in this message that will impact you. For I know you are listening and I know you're watching. If you have your Bibles, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from the Gospel of John, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through about 7. And I may extend it a little. Gospel of John, 4th chapter, verses 1 through 7. When you found it, say amen.
Amen.
We find these words which are recorded. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. And he must need go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being weary with his journey, sat thus on the well. And it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria, of the Jews, have no dealing with the Samaritan? Thank you. You may be seated. First, she was a Samaritan, but she emphasized she was a woman, and they had no dealing with women. And it seems apparent that there's a systematic theology today where women are somewhat devalued because of their heritage and because of the way society looks at them. What I love about the Lord is that the Lord does not look at women the way we look at women. And so when we think about what he's doing something that is applicable for this generation, because he said things must change. Women are just as important as men. And so when we think about who can do what, God is the one who does the selection. I want to use our topic this morning, an introduction to the living waters. An introduction to the living waters. My brothers and sisters, an introduction is a formal presentation of one person to another. And living waters consists of the Holy Spirit, or eternal life for believers. And in layman's term, the Holy Spirit is presenting or indwelling to a person and taking up residence. When we think about all that God is doing, we think about introduction to the living water. There are all kinds of waters and seas in the world. There's the Atlantic Ocean, the Pacific Ocean. There's the Mediterranean Sea. There is the Caribbean Sea, or the Caribbean Sea. There's the South China Sea. There's the Red Sea, the Black Sea. There's the Salt Sea. There's all kinds of seas. There's good water, clean water. There's all kinds of water, and there's all kinds of sea. But this water that Jesus speaks of is living water. And living water means to be alive. Living water means something that takes up residence. Living water seems to be something that takes up residence within the believer. You notice I categorically said within the believer, because if you don't have living water, you ain't got no water. So living water have reference to what's inside of you. Now the question we got to ask, do you have some water in you? Because living water won't let you sit still when gospel is being preached. Living water won't let you have not an amen in your mouth. Living water won't allow you to sit there and say nothing when the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, is being expounded. Is there living water in the house? Living waters. Help me, Holy Spirit. Have you ever tried to draw a picture of what a character from the Bible may have looked like? Because a lot of time we don't understand what a person looked like in the Bible, because it doesn't really speak of color, but it speaks of geographical location. I'm going to teach you something this morning.
Come on, come on.
Geographical location implies and have reference to what a person looked like in the Bible, and many people in the Bible. And the area that we speak of were people of color. Hello. I did not say black. I said people of color, because the geographical temperature in the Middle East and in those areas are heated area. But have you ever tried to imagine in your mind what they may have looked like? I want us this morning to paint a mental picture or draw a real picture of what you imagine the woman at the well looked like.
Yeah.
Now, it might seem unusual to some, because pastor ought not be doing that, but when the Holy Spirit says it's okay, it's okay. Until we realize that when we think about who she was and begin to draw a picture, our first impression, an actual picture, may change. Stay with me. A woman at a well. Women were not to be spoken to. Let's see how we may have pictured her. I imagine, my brothers and sisters, she was weary and old, possibly with a worn out dress. She wasn't wealthy. In fact, she was pretty poor. She had no friends and only a few people who would acknowledge her presence, because she don't speak to Samaritans. Her head and her shoulders were drooped from years of carrying water. She tried to take care of her body for years, working in, but it was catching up with her. Maybe she's only about 30, 35 or 40 years old. She's been through, Dwayne, five husbands and living with the sixth. What do you think people thought of her? How many people in here been living with five? How many people in here been through more than one marriage? When it says 50% of the people in America have been divorced. Maybe the Lord is having an application to all of us. My brothers and sisters, when she was 20 years old, she was beautiful, but she had no self-esteem. See, 15 to 20 years have passed, and some of her beauty is evidence, but even through the years, although the years have caught up with her, behind the weary and beaten face is a beautiful woman. My brothers and sisters, as I thought about Jesus,